Won't you tell me, Molly, darling, that you love none else but me? For I love you, Molly, darling, you are all the world to me. Tell me, dearest, that you love me. Put your little hand in mine. Take this heart, sweet Molly, darling. Tell me that you give me thine. Stars are shining, Molly, darling, through the misty veil of night. They seem laughing, Molly, darling, while fair Luna hides her light. No one listens but the flowers, and they hang their heads in shame. They are modest, Molly, darling, when they hear me call your name. Molly, fairest, dearest, sweetest, look up, darling, tell me this. If you love me, Molly, darling, let your answer be a kiss. As I sat at my window last evening, the letter men brought unto me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to take. Sure I know that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. The plums and prunes and cherries and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. The nutmeg, cloves and berry, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine stomach ache. You'd kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really it wasn't no use. They were tugging over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose. Till Fogarty went for the hatchet and Killy came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. Mulligan was sick to the belly. McFadden complained of his head. McNally lay down in the sofa and wished for that he wished he was dead. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned from eating his Fogarty's cake. The plums and prunes and cherries and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, the nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine chummy cake. You'd kill a man twice at rate in a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.